is it only 1 o'clock? This day is really dragging on. I'm in that weird middle period of the day where I've completed all my morning tasks, had my lunch, and am trying to dredge up the energy to dive into this afternoon's work. I absentmindedly kick my heels off under my desk and stare at my inbox. 58 emails. Each one probably has any number of mundane questions people could probably find themselves, but for some reason need me to figure out for them. I love that for me. Although, I do see an email here from the event planner, which is great. I've been wanting to hear back from them about the annual charity gala we're holding. Let's see what they have to... Oh, a new email just popped up from my boss. Well, he's not just my boss. I mean, he is, but in more ways than you might think. The new CEO started here about 9 months ago, and it was about 9 months ago that he walked in on me masturbating in one of the back offices in the middle of the day. Not my finest hour, I will admit. But what I didn't expect, what I could never have imagined, was the smirk on his face. The one that said I wasn't going to be fired because there was more fun to be had between us, if I wanted to open that door. Since then, we've gone to play parties, had countless office hookups, during the day, late at night, while he's on a call and I'm under his desk. God, it's been so fun. I glance up from my desk toward his office. The door is open, and he's sitting at his desk, leaning back in his chair slightly. He notices my lingering look and gives me a slight nod. I turn my attention back to my screen. If it was personal, he'd text me, not email me. But that look on his face suggests something exciting.
You forgot your phone in my car this morning. Such a forgetful little thing, aren't you? I can still smell you on me. It's driving me wild. Do you want to play a little game this afternoon, sweetheart?
My thighs clench a little under my desk. How did I not realize I haven't had my phone all morning? I guess I've just been so busy. Well, this is definitely more fun than answering emails. I hit reply and begin to type. Oops, sorry. Guess I was a little distracted this morning. What kind of game did you have in mind? I shifted my seat anxiously as I wait for him to read it and respond. Fooling around in the office is something we used to do all the time, but come to think of it, it has been a few weeks. Maybe more than that. When was the last time we did this? Maybe the Anderson meeting? Yeah, about a month ago, maybe a little more. Oh God, it was so hot being under his desk while he was on that call, feeling his cock twitch in my mouth, digging my nails into the sides of his thighs while he tried to keep his composure. I love being bratty, teasing him, because when he finally takes that control back, it's so, so good. His response is waiting for me, and I open it, quickly scanning the screen.
Good girl. I left a package for you in the break room. Second cupboard to the left of the fridge. Better go claim your present before someone else finds it. Instructions inside.
I slip my feet back into my heels and stand, adjusting my skirt and praying no one notices how quickly I'm rushing to the break room. Luckily, there's no one in here. Okay, he said second cupboard, left of the fridge. I open the door and sure enough, tucked behind a box of crackers is a black box with a ribbon on it. Just a little bigger than my palm. I glance around to make sure I'm alone in here and reach in for it, opening it. Inside the box, on a silky little pillow, is a bright pink toy. I can tell immediately that it's one of the ones from my wish list, the kind that fits inside you and is controlled by a remote or a phone app. The little card on the inside says, "Just tell me when you're ready." A flush of heat runs through me as I turn on my heel and hurry to the restroom door just across from me. I start and almost drop the box and the contents as Maria from HR nearly runs right into me as she's leaving the restroom. I step back out of her way so she can get past me, and the quizzical look she gives me is almost enough to make me laugh out loud. I take a deep breath and enter the restroom, pleased to find no one else is inside. Slipping into one of the stalls, I lift my skirt, pull down my panties, and insert the toy.
Danke, dass du dir dieses Audio Desires Hörspiel angehört hast. Leider müssen wir hier Schluss machen, weil diese Folge zu heiß für die meisten Plattformen ist. Die ganze Geschichte findest du auf audiodesires.de. Erstelle dir einen kostenlosen Account und erhalte jeden Monat Zugang zu neuen Gratisinhalten in voller Länge. Oder hol dir das Premium-Abo und schalte hunderte von Geschichten und Guides frei. Und? Lust auf mehr?